I'm here with Neil Davidson on Fringe City, and the Thermos Museum has to be probably the unique event at the Fringe. It's in the comedy section, but I think it's more than that. You go on the museum tour, and this is going to be an interview where we're going to try not to do too many spoilers, but tell us how the Thermos Museum was created.
Seriously drunk about 25 years ago, and we were discussing, me and a friend were discussing the possibility of trying to make a mundane thing interesting, basically, or funny.
And in our review, we talked about, in a way, it's an anti-tour, isn't it?
It is quite a negative experience, but also joyous as well. It's certainly an anti-tour, yeah. It's a bit of a mockery of tours, actually.
When you're doing it, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, definitely. What I don't enjoy is all the publicity, bureaucracy, flyering, and I'm trying to get venues and all that. I've compared it recently to, if you're a painter, it's as if it's only 5% of your time is actually painting, you know.
Yeah. But that sort of comes through a little bit in the show, so you put that to advantage, don't you?
Well, you know, you have to make light of, humour. I think you'll find. I'm pretty sure it is a coping mechanism right back to tribal times.
Yeah. How much of the experience in the show have you scripted, and how much do you allow yourself to improvise?
No, it's completely and utterly improvised every second. And to be honest, the flasks are merely they're props, basically. So it's not stand-up, although I do a stand-up. I'm evolving a stand-up version where I just go on stage with like three flasks and talk about them.
Have you ever completely corpsed?
No, but the other day I nearly laughed. It was really hard not to laugh because a member of the public said something. I can't remember what it was, but it's always funny when, you know, it's not often I find people amusing. There's only two or three people that crack me up, you know, and I steal all their chokes.
Something else I like about it is some people say, I know it sounds a little bit arsey, but that theatre should be a shared experience. But after we came out, people that had never met before were chatting away, and I actually bumped into someone who'd been on the tour and said, oh, you were on the tour again. And that's quite a nice thing to happen, isn't it?
It's funny, because I sometimes, if I've forgotten something and I have to, like, say, I mean, physically have to go back and get some a prop or something, I always say, now make friends. And I'm glad to hear that you've witnessed that, because I never really witnessed it, because I'm off getting the thing or whatever. But in actual fact, the whole experience is so informal that it is a shared experience, definitely a shared experience. And I often joke about funding application forms, because they always want audience participation, you know. So I try and fit a bit of that in, but in a jokey way, you know.
Now, you say it's improvised, but I mean, I guess there is a structure around the thermos flasks and stuff like that. Do you change those, or is this pretty much the same format?
No, people ask me that a lot. I have to change the show every time just to keep sane. But so obviously, whilst I'm in Brighton, it will be the same setup, more or less. But then the next time I go somewhere, I'll choose different ones, you know, just to keep me fresh, you know.
Do you put the character in a cupboard at night, or is it now part of you?
I think it's quite based on me, actually. And it's for some reason, I'm not very professional, because if it is character comedy, which is a genre I really like, I'm not very good at keeping in character. I always end up revealing myself and just talking in the show. But I suspect that's maybe quite nice as well. I don't know.
And in terms of, were you going to do this forever?
Unfortunately, I had a religious experience, in all seriousness. And, well, to cut a long story short, yes.
What would be your invitation to people to come and try out the Thermos Museum tour?
Well, somebody just took a flyer and was quite amused by the flyer and sort of looked at me and said, what is it? And I just said, just come, because I guarantee, you know, I know lots of shows are brilliant, and it's nice when you know you've got a good show and you know that everyone will enjoy it, you know. So in terms of an invite, I don't know what I suppose I'd describe. I never really do describe the show to people, but I would if I was going to invite somebody. I said it's funny, and it's, you know, a spoof museum, and that's about it really.
Well, I went, and I'd agree with that invitation, and I'm really glad I went. So thanks very much indeed.